A Dad's Point of View. I'm Bruce Salen, and today the topic is going to be partially inspired by this week's A Dad's Point of View column, which is called Men versus Women, Food, Sex, and the Kitchen. You can find my columns all over worldwide, or just go to brucesalen.com, hit the Writing Plus tab at the top of the page. You'll get a drop-down menu and all sorts of goodies that you can watch, read, and enjoy. I hope you will follow me on Twitter at Bruce Salen and like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page, plus join the Dad Chat community on Google+. I'm also on Instagram, and I do a lot of different things. Today's guests are Pastor Drew Sams for Spiritual Rap and Dr. Jennifer Weberman for some therapy. I can always use a little therapy. Cheryl and Harley LeBon is unavailable today, but we're going to do two segments with Pastor Drew instead. The new Because I Said So comic strip is Steve Has to Go. Now, Steve, if you don't know it, is a dog. So you can imagine what that comic is about, but it's cute. Tonight at Dad Chat, we're looking at feminism. Has it helped or hurt our kids? We have a very interesting guest, a woman who lives in Qatar, who is presently on a book tour in the United States. She's actually coming to my house. We're going to do the chat live from my house, after which she is having a book reading here. So I hope you'll join us. Dad Chat is every Thursday evening from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific time. That's 9 to 10 p.m. East Coast time. But the Dad Chat hashtag and community is 24/7. This week's I'm Not That Dad vlog, and that's a video blog, is, what is it this week? I actually forgot. It is, I know what it is. It's traffic in India, and it's pretty incredible. It's a foggy day in traffic in India, I believe is the title I finally went with. So this is one of three last shows, my 224th show today. Over a four-year span, we will continue next week and the following week with my final shows. Began this radio broadcast in May of 2010, and we'll be ending it on July 31st of 2014. It's been a fun run. Technology has changed and improved along the way, and I get to do the show often from my house, where I'm sitting in the kitchen as my son, who just woke up, is eating his breakfast, and my wife is doing some laundry. Sort of a peculiar way to do a radio show. You know, before the show began, we heard the BBC do its news. And I want to say, hello, BBC. How about the truth when you report on Israel? Three dead Palestinian kids. What's still going on in Israel and the world's indifference, for the most part, is incredible. When will the world recognize what Hamas and the Palestinians do, using their own women and children as human shields? And when will the world's media, hello BBC, stop playing into their hands with their blatant effort to get their own people killed and portraying it as if it were Israel's fault? Israel does have a right to defend itself. And what other country in the history of any kind of human conflict has actually sent warnings about where it's bombing? And what other country on the receiving end says to its own people, don't leave? And why is the mainstream media in the world ignoring this? When will the world support Israel's right to defend itself against the barrage of bombs sent into their schools, hospitals, and civilian areas? If this were a war of any kind of conventionality, where would those bombs go? It would go into military assets. But no, they want to create terror. And in fact, wipe Israel off the face of the map. But the world doesn't seem to care. If this were any other country in any other context, there would be outrage, particularly outrage from the UN, which has issued more condemnations against Israel than condemnations against the rest of the world combined. Hello, Iran, North Korea, Syria, Nigeria, all those beacons of peace and democracy. Why the hypocrisy? Where's our president in all this? And Kerry? Kerry finally came out with something denouncing the Palestinians and Hamas. Our president is nowhere to be found. But then he's nowhere to be found on just about anything. The border crisis? Oh, yeah, that was Bush and the Republicans' fault, even though he's been in office going on 6 years. It's always someone else's fault. You know, we talk as being a parent about owning and modeling our behavior for our children. So our kids learn from what we do and what we say. If President Obama is president or father of our country, what message does he send to anybody that pays attention to his constant blame throwing, criticism, and never taking responsibility for anything that happens under his watch, whether it's the IRS, Benghazi, the VA scandal, the world falling apart, Iraq getting a nuclear weapon, Syria getting into the hands of ISIS, and now ISIS taking over one third of Iraq. The list is endless, fast and furious. It's incredible. Any one of those scandals to any other president in our history would be, if not the end of their presidency, certainly the end of any media love affair with them, especially, of course, if they were Republican. The IRS scandal alone would have gotten any other president, particularly a Republican, impeached. People forget that Nixon was impeached not because of the break-in at Watergate, but because of tax fraud that he used against his enemies in a much smaller way than what the IRS has done against Obama's enemies just prior to an election. Imagine if both Benghazi and the IRS had been covered the way Nixon was covered prior to Obama's reelection. Do you think he would have been reelected? But the mainstream media is complicit in its love affair with Obama, its denial of what's going on in the Middle East vis-a-vis Israel and the Palestinians. And it's very, 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 very sad. So let's take a break and have a dad's point of view life lesson.
You got to action to it the positive E-L-M-I. I need the negative. Latch on to the affirmative.
I'm Bruce Salen, and this is A Dad's Point of View. Men and women are different. I am decidedly not politically correct. While it may come as a shock to many women's studies professors and students, men and women are different. By the way, why are there women's studies departments and not men's studies departments at our colleges and universities? The differences between men and women are not qualitative. They are biological. My assertion is that we should celebrate these differences and learn from one another. So while men generally have a fix-it mentality and women generally have a caring, nurturing one, can't we learn from those tendencies? To me, that's what makes it all so interesting. I'm Bruce Salen. Find me at brucesalen.com and please be the best dad or mom you can be.
Bruce Salen, that's one of you.
Wow. Wow. You know, I have 52 of these life lessons. They are played in order on rotation every week. This one just was the one in rotation, and it happens to coincide with my publication of the Men versus Women column of the week. It's not a weekly column, but it's, I don't know, my 12th or 14th one called Food, Sex, and the Kitchen. And in it, and in the series, Men versus Women, which you can find on my website, I elucidate the various differences taking particular subjects. And I do, in this case, link a little bit of food with sex, though usually I include sex just as a way to get a little bit more views, but it's sort of all tied together. Not to mention how men and women behave in the kitchen. Let's take the dishwasher, for example. Men don't really understand that there's a right and a wrong way to load it. Let's take the sink, for example. What's wrong with a pile of dishes in the sink? My wife thinks there's something really wrong with that. I don't really know. I also don't understand the whole concept of, you know, fancy dishes. What's wrong with cheap dishes? I don't get that whole silverware place setting thing that we do at weddings. So this is a male versus female type of thing. And I love the differences between men and women. And my wife and I are very much in the traditional male-female roles about many things, except when it comes to equality of work and things like that. But she's a feminine woman. I'm a somewhat masculine guy. I'm a little bit of a slob. She's a little bit neat. I think it's what makes relationships work, to celebrate those differences. Now, the fact that we're a little more traditional than other couples is just the way it is. The variety of relationships that exist in today's world is as different as the number of people and individuals that are there. Anyway, we went from heavy politics to a little bit lighter theme, and I think that's a good idea. By the way, sponsor slots are open for Dad Chat. I was going to say for the radio show, but the radio show is ending, so that's not the case. I think it's time to take a break. I'm not sure. Richard hasn't given me a heads up. He's ignoring me, my producer, today. But I'm going to take a leap of faith and think it's time for a break, and hopefully Pastor Drew Sams will be here. So stay tuned. Salad, that's what it is.